240 homes sold in Greater Boston last week at an average of 4 days on market. And that speed tells you almost everything you need to know about where this market stands right now.
4 days on market is the headline number this week. That is not a typo. The average home that sold last week went under agreement in 4 days.
4 days. So buyers are essentially making decisions over a weekend. What does the pricing look like at that pace?
Average sale price came in at $1.24 million, and the median matched that exactly, which tells us the distribution was fairly tight. Not a lot of outlier mega sales pulling the average up.
And on a per square foot basis, what are we talking?
$449 per square foot across 240 transactions. That is a meaningful volume week for Greater Boston.
So the market is moving fast and at a high price point. Let's shift gears, because this week's listicle theme is one I think a lot of buyers overlook entirely: municipal spending priorities.
Right. And the framing this week is specifically about towns that are pouring money into school construction while infrastructure quietly deteriorates, and what that trade-off actually means for buyers.
Give me the most striking example from the data.
Newton is building a new high school for $200 million and simultaneously cannot fund basic pothole repairs. Lexington is in a similar spot with a $150 million high school project against a mounting infrastructure backlog.
And Wellesley and Weston are in that same pattern?
Exactly. Wellesley at $75 million, Weston at $100 million for school construction, while annual infrastructure budgets across these towns typically run just $3 to $10 million.
So the gap between what gets built and what gets maintained is enormous.
Infrastructure backlogs in these towns are running $5 to $20 million, and the pattern is consistent. Schools are visible and prestigious. Infrastructure is invisible and unglamorous, so voters and councils prioritize accordingly.
What should a buyer actually do with this information when they're evaluating a town?
Pull the town's capital improvement plan before you pull the school ranking. You may be buying into excellent schools and a $15 million road repair backlog that eventually shows up in your tax bill or your commute.
That is a genuinely underused due diligence move. So we have a blazing fast market at $1,024 million average, and a reminder that the sticker price of a town is not the whole story.
That is the week in a sentence. Speed and price tell you demand. Municipal budgets tell you what you are actually buying into long term.
Before you tour a single open house this week, look up the capital improvement plan for any town you are seriously considering. It is public, it is free, and it will tell you more than any school ranking ever will.